podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 2, episode 39. 6 more episodes to go in season 3. And it's the 129th episode overall. I switched
it up.
A lot
of episodes.
It's a lot of episodes. It is.
Yes, it is.
I switched it up. I sounded a little awkward with that delivery, but we're rolling with it.
I thought it was great.
Thanks. How are you guys doing?
Delightful.
I know I just asked and answered, but
you know, we're here. We're doing a thing.
We're doing a thing.
I actually said that in a meeting this morning, and it was like a big hit. It's like, it's something I feel like I didn't make this up. Like, it's a thing. Quite literally, it's a thing.
It's
but
a thing.
Yeah. Like,
we're
the people I was meeting with, they're like, oh, that's really funny. I'm gonna use that from now on. I was like, oh, cool. Such a trendsetter.
Such a trendsetter. Oh my god. Cool. How was your weeks? Your week, singular or weeks, whichever.
Well, it's been a weird week.
Oh yeah.
I had my 13th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Yeah,
and
happy
also
anniversary.
Notre Dame caught on fire.
Oh yeah.
So, it's a weird fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, some bad. And like, Frank and I were talking last night, and I was like, oh my god, it's our 13th wedding anniversary. Our 13th. And I said lucky 13 in my post, but we're like, oh my god. I mean, I know that I didn't cause it, but like, seriously,
oh,
on our 13th.
I mean, the coincidence, the timing is damning.
That's
yes,
true.
Maybe you should just be like a building, and you should just skip 13 and just celebrate 14.
Yeah. Or if you're, are you choking?
Maybe there really is something to that.
I was just gonna say, if you've watched season 2 of the new Avengers of Sabrina, rather the second part of season 1 of the new Avengers of Sabrina, and went into Mine Shack 13.
I'm four episodes in.
Is it a mine shack? What is it called? The mine tunnel.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I might not be that far either.
Yeah.
I think I'm five episodes in, maybe six. I don't know. I kind of don't watch TV during the week, and then I kind of binge on the weekends, mm-hmm. and it gets a little fuzzy.
Yeah, we've...
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm on episode 5 too. I like started over the weekend, but the thing is, like, Sabrina's not a show that you can put on when you may or may not sort of fall asleep in front of the TV.
Yeah, you
that
have to pay
true.
Attention to it.
Yes,
yeah.
This
so I watched
season.
A couple of episodes and then put on Schitt's Creek, and then during weekdays, I feel like I can really only watch like maybe one episode a night because they're hour long episodes, which I'm not complaining, but like.
Yeah. We've only really been able to watch one episode a night because Jay's been watching a lot of Padre games, and the Padres are winning. I believe they are over 500 for the first time since Zach was born 5 years ago. So I'm like, I'm going to let you be happy about your sports team. For like a little bit.
I don't know what that means. Over 500?
Meaning,
I don't know what that means either.
It's so, like not 500 games. It's not 500.
Your winning lose ratio. So if you say you've played 10 games, if you've won 5 and lost 5, you're at 500 for your average.
Aren't you at 0?
Why do they add the zeros?
Because it's like, so I don't know. That's just, I don't know why. I just know how.
Well, if you've won 5 and lost 5, aren't you?
Because it's even. I think because it's like the even in between. I don't know.
I would call that 0.
I don't know. Now you guys
you
are
have
making...
yet to like third birthday, fourth birthday. I don't know.
The sports.
That's right. Crazy. Are we celebrating our third birthday? I think we're celebrating our third because it's the end of year 3, right?
So,
what are we celebrating?
So then we'd be celebrating 4 because we'd be starting into the fourth season.
No,
because
we're celebrating the end of year 3. Well, let me just look up last year. What did we call it? I think we said party like it was called party like it's our second birthday. Yeah, because our first birthday would have been at the end of season 1. Our second birthday would have been at the end of season 2. Our third birthday is I can't believe we're still talking about this. Is at the end of season 3. So it's our third birthday.
So it doesn't work the same as people who are all, like the first year they're working up to year
one.
One. Whereas yes. we like
stop. No, that's what we're doing too.
Because we're in that season one.
And maybe it's just what's confusing me is that every, like the season, like the fifth episode would be 1.05.
Why?
Instead of like 0.05? Yes, 1.5, not 0.5.
If we're doing it like actual, like television, yes. 1.5.
Which is what we do it.
Thank you.
2.2.
Yeah. So we're celebrating the completion of our third year podcasting together.
Yes.
So it's because, our third birthday. Yes. It's definitely our third birthday.
Because I moved during our first couple of weeks, yes. and we've been in this apartment 2 years, and we're about to sign a lease for a third year.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go. We
Congratulations on that.
Congratulations. Well, we started in 2016, 16 to 17, 17 to 18, 18 to 19.
That makes sense. But again, I think what can, like, it's not like humans, where humans really start at zero. We didn't start at season zero, episode one.
We started season one.
So we're celebrating the completion of, yes. well, think of one as being like kind of like the zero because it was marking our first season, but we celebrate the completion of each season.
Yes.
We like to celebrate
the season finale.
Celebrate completion, yes.
Yeah, we celebrate completion on
we always
broadcast.
Make sure that we...
As long
really,
as...
Really, that is really yeah. the... What you should be celebrating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as it's
well, the journey was fun
completion.
Too.
The journey was fun. Everybody worked hard. You've reached the end.
Theoretically,
and now
yeah.
it's time to celebrate.
And then start again.
And then start again.
And then start again. Okay, Grace. So it was a weird day yesterday, but you had your 13th anniversary, and congratulations. That's really awesome, actually.
Thank you.
Did you guys do anything fun for, like, did you go to dinner or anything?
Well, so Frank is down.
Oh, he's in L.A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is in the O.C.
The O.C. in West Covina. Don't call it that.
So, you know, we just posted about it on social media and called each other and then mostly just freaked out about Notre Dame. So that was yesterday. And we freaked out some more today. He was texting me. I haven't watched it yet, but he watched this report on a French TV channel, and I started. I've watched the first like 15 minutes, but he was just saying like, it's just amazing. Like, first of all, I mean, I think this is probably common knowledge by now that like a bunch of the artwork had been was saved by people. Also, a bunch of the statues
mm-hmm.
had been yeah. taken out because of the Renaissance, which is interesting because also. On the facade of Notre Dame, like Revolution, there were statues of the kings up there that like the revolutionaries fucking yeah. like tore down, and you can still see the heads in, I can't remember what museum it's in, but I visited that before. But so like, this is not the first time, that statues have been
yeah.
in the crosshairs, but a bunch of the other statues were like taken away. And I can't even believe that the rose windows were basically spared and the organ. So that's
yeah. I saw that
amazing.
A lot of the stained glass windows were not harmed, and I did see some of the pictures of some of the statues that were intact, but looked kind of like, you know, like they've been in a fire.
yeah, little water damage, yeah. little soot damage.
Yeah, a little soot.
Well, damage. And that's what he was saying. This report also said that we still need to wait 48 hours to really know if the structure will not. Collapse under the water
gotcha.
Weight. Mm-hmm. So it's not like safe yet. But yeah, 750 million euros has already been collected.
That's crazy.
Which wow. is crazy. What else? He was like texting me all this stuff. I was like, oh my God, I need to watch this. But anyway, it was really interesting. So I started watching that, and it was also interesting to see Macron's speech. I saw him talk, and it's always like I'm listening to his speech and it's like beautiful and moving and like metaphorical and also concrete at the same time. And just like really like a rallying cry for, you know, everyone to, you know, this has like been all this crazy shit going on in France with the yellow vest and stuff and like, you know, coming together. And this is such a symbol of France and blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting there like, oh, right. This is what it sounds like to have a leader who can string together a coherent sentence. Yeah. And like multiple sentences then together in the form of a paragraph, and multiple paragraphs in the form of an actual coherent speech. It was weird. It had been a while, I guess.
More than 240 characters at a time.
Right.
That he could have written himself.
During executive time. On
right.
The
which,
toilet.
Speaking of which, did you guys see his tweet about how they should have dropped water on the cathedral? And how the firefighters of Paris responded in English, like, why no? Actually, that's not a good idea.
I did not see that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
very stable genius indeed.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Just like
very
those
high IQ, knows a lot about everything.
Yeah,
just real good ideas. IQ. Yeah, all but I love that the response in English, just in case, because Lord knows he doesn't speak foreign language.
Lord knows he barely speaks English.
Well, that's for damn sure. Again, yeah, the whole like full sentence in combination with other sentences in a paragraph it was mind blowing. Like,
yeah, wow.
Well, a full sentence that doesn't put down some sort of other marginalized. Corner of society.
Yeah, it's pretty. It was like the whole thing was uplifting and beautiful. And
oh,
again,
Amanda,
like,
no malice or ill intent.
What's the point of having a platform if you're not going to use it for bad?
Yep, mm-hmm. Or just to put someone else down.
Yeah, or incite violence.
You know, why come together to heal when we can just throw mud at each other?
Thankfully,
instead.
The fire in Notre Dame was just a lone wolf acting on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I guess like if there's a potentially like a slight tax break out of it, then I've heard that makes it worth it.
Yep. Mm.
Oh, so that's why they raised so much money for Notre Dame.
Gonna line the walls with it.
No, but seriously, yeah. was it caused by the construction? Is that what they think it was, or the renovations?
Yeah, so they've like opened up obviously an investigation, and so there was a crew that had been working there for over a year, and there's like all the wood of there's all the scaffolding that they're mm-hmm. working on, like way up in the roof area. But then like the other thing about these Gothic cathedrals is that like it's stone on the outside, but like the inside supports, like that's all wood. Like there's a ton of wood in old Gothic cathedrals, so like there's a lot of stuff that could really go up in flames. And like what I've heard is that they're thinking that it was sort of like electrical. And so when it started, like the crews had left. And I was just getting to the part in the report where they were talking to the like owner or the boss or whatever of that company. And he's just like, I feel terrible for him. This is what I told Frank. Like, I honestly hope that they cannot pinpoint any single person who's responsible. Right. Because, like, just how do you live with yourself?
Right. You don't want to be that person.
It's just terrible. So even to see, like, the boss of this company or the owner.
Because he was young, right? Wasn't he, like, in his 30s?
Yeah, he was super young and he was taught. And it's just, like, oh, how terrible.
Yeah.
But he was, like, everyone was gone. Like, everyone had been gone for, like, an hour. But, yeah, I think it was.
Which, thank God for that, electric. That nobody was injured.
Right.
Well, and they evacuated like 2,000 people.
Wow.
And like super fast. And then there were like a few people who were like going in and
taking paintings, like saving them.
Yeah.
That's incredible that people did that and didn't like steal it, which I know is terrible. See, we are so conditioned in America to think of the worst of society.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Totally.
I know.
But apparently other parts of the world, people can surprise you.
Yeah. They can surprise us here, too. We just go to the bad place.
There are things.
We go to the bad place.
It's a little harder to find in America these days.
Yep.
But anyway, we did a thing this weekend as well. We we had like really bad rain on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Pretty much we had a lot of rain last week, but it was really bad Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And we had an Easter egg hunt. Well, you were supposed to go to this Easter egg hunt at a local like parks through like the Parks and Recs in Raleigh. And they were going to hide Easter eggs on the playground and like have games for kids or whatever. But the rain clearly forced them to do it inside in their gymnasium. And they couldn't hide the eggs, so they set up like games and coloring stations and arts and crafts and stuff, and then had the eggs there after you like one of those like shoot an egg into like a hockey goal. It was like cute things, and they like had decorated it like a rabbit's den or whatever, if rabbits have dens, I don't know. they had kids Jenga, like the big, you know, Jenga.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So they had just like cute little things like for kids of all ages. And Alex encountered the Easter Bunny for the first time. And that kid was like, I don't know about this. And I don't know if anybody saw the picture that Jay and I both posted, two separate pictures. So mine was from the first encounter where he was like, you know, okay if he was like right next to me. And then, you know, we walked away and started playing some of the games. And like, he never smiled once when we were there. And Alex is a happy baby and he never smiled. He just, wherever we were, he was staring like, where is that thing? Like, he was like, I got eyes on you the whole time. It was so cute.
I mean, to be fair, Easter bunnies are terrifying.
I didn't realize that, because even Tasia commented on my photo on Instagram and my friend Carmen, and they were like, this is, you know, terrifying. Like, the Easter Bunny is stuff of nightmares. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. We read Easter happy Bunny. Easter Bunny.
Yeah,
things.
Even I didn't chocolate want to say anything.
And sports bras.
I think what's scary about at least that particular Easter Bunny was his mask. Yeah. Was freaky. Like, I feel like if his mask had been more an extension of the like fur of the rest of the suit,
yeah,
it might have been less freaky. But to go from like faux fur to plastic face, I can see why Alex was a little bit leery of that.
Yeah, well, I think they're all scary. All Easter bunnies are scary. They're right up there with clowns. It's like clowns,
yeah,
the Easter bunny.
And Santa.
Very close second.
Easter bunnies are not, or well, like rabbits in general are not supposed to be that big.
Well, and also I think it's because the Easter bunny is generally somebody with a, like Santa at least talks to you. Like the Easter bunny has that mask and like their face yeah. doesn't move. So it yeah. is kind of terrifying. You're right about
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so then Jay's picture got a little bit later in the event, like 5 minutes later, because it was like 30 minutes long, but Alex was sitting there and the Easter Bunny was, you know, coming up to other little kids and he was maybe 10, 15 feet away. So I went up to him and was like, you know, kind of like, it's okay. It's like Zoe, you know, happy, friendly pet kind of situation. Like, and I'm like petting the Easter Bunny. I know it was really creepy too. The Easter Bunny was probably like, look, lady.
Please don't pet me.
Yeah, I don't know why you're petting me. I agree.
Or you really liked it.
Yeah, it's who true. Knows?
We don't know how old the person inside the suit.
That's very true. It could have been like some teenager that was like, are you serious right now? Or it could have been like an old person. Or who knows? Who knows? Anyway.
Who knows?
So I go over and Alex decides to get brave and come near the Easter Bunny, but he doesn't walk over. He literally army crawls over, like off his belly, like not crawling, like army crawls. It was so funny. He was like, if I go this way, he's not going to be able to see me.
He's just preparing for his career in the future. He's going to be a spy.
Yeah, he is. We'll have to work on his tactics.
Low to the ground.
Yeah.
Doing some surveillance.
But anyway, that's really all. We had a lot of rain all week, so we haven't gotten, like, I'm really upset. We were so far behind on our outside. We wanted to, like, plant new flowers for the year, and we had all the pollen, and then we had all the rain, so we haven't had a chance, and everybody's going to come to my house. Yeah, for the meetup weekend, and it's not going to look pretty in the front.
Sure, it will.
I think two things. One thing, yes, I agree with Amanda, it will anyway. But also thing two, I don't think people, you know, are going to mind.
But like, I do.
They're going to be more like focused on what's going on inside the house.
I like sitting on the deck and talking to people and looking at my flowers out of the other corner of my eye and being like, I planted that. I can't plant anything, but I did that.
That's true. I totally get you. Anytime I buy anything new for my house, I'm like, oh my God, I want to invite people over so they can see it. So I totally get the sentiment.
Yeah.
That's very human.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have our new first baby turtle.
Oh, hooray. Turtle Watch 2019 is a go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So all of the other turtles are accounted for except for Leo, the red-eared slider. It hasn't been... Jay said that he's like a more warmer, so he could still be in hibernation, or he could have moseyed on down to the river that runs behind the house, because he's also more of a river turtle. But we're okay with losing Leo, because red-eared sliders apparently grow up to be giant assholes, and we didn't want to have to, you know, break up any turtle fights, so...
It's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Now I need to name the new baby. I'm excited. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what names are in contention?
Well, Jay wants to wait till it's out of the first trimester before we...
meet him, get to know its personality
he was like,
a little bit.
He could still die so little that, like, could still get picked off by something. He's like, let's just see if he grows a little bit bigger and see if he's got a chance. And I was like, all right. And then I told you guys that Mikey is not Michelangelo. We're pretty sure it's Michelangelo, right?
Cool.
You can tell once they're out of, like, when they're in adolescence, the shells will change and like differentiate between male and female according to Jay. So Jay is pretty sure that Mikey has a female shell, so yep.
Who is our resident turtle expert?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm like super done now talking.
Hey, maybe that can be a patron level reward. You get to name the baby turtle. I think that's pretty sweet.
I don't know,
personally.
Colleen's not going to let him have it.
Like, I don't know.
They can submit a name for consideration.
Well, back
for consideration.
Back in the day, though,
a middle name.
Yeah, a middle name. We
their
will
baptism
take
some name.
Their baptism name. Their confirmation name. If you would like to be the baby turtle's godparent, become a patron at. okay, I will consider it, but we are open to all suggestions. Back in the day, the old Married Man show, when Dale was still on it, Zoe's mom lived outside Jack's house, and they called her the Mommy Kitty because they could never catch her to get her fixed, and they tried. She would just keep having kittens, like, under their deck, and then they would keep like finding homes for them. But they had a contest to name the baby kitty, Mommy Kitty, rather.
What was the winning name?
It was a lost name. It might have been Claire, because Claire was the mom had baby Aaron on Lost. I don't know, but I would be willing to wager that whoever ended up naming the Mommy Kitty can email me and let me know, or comment in the Facebook page, because I would kind of like to know that too. I can't remember, but yeah. Anyway, name the baby turtle. Go.
Nice.
Nice.
Speaking of the patrons, if you would like to become a patron in general, you can do so, and we would appreciate the support. You can go to patreon.com/Jay and Jack, or you can visit the jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top of the website. Thank you for listening anyway, if you can't do that. We have some exciting new rewards that exciting bonus content that comes out weekly. We've got stuff coming out. Yeah, so just check out what's going on there. I don't know if this is worth talking about or not, but there was a subreddit last week or over the weekend. It was an Ask Reddit, but it was to address just to the men of Reddit. What's the most pathetic/ridiculous thing another man has done in an attempt to assert his dominance over you? So I was like, oh, this is actually
what?
So when has another man tried to have like a, you know, dick measuring contest with you when you were just minding your own business, essentially?
It's toxic masculinity 101.
Wow. Yeah.
This is super
fascinating.
This
sounds like it's going to be great.
So I was because I was like, oh, this could be fun. So this one guy said, I had a dude get mad at me for, quote, talking to his girl all the time, unquote. I was her tutor.
God.
This one made me laugh because of the absurdity of it. I was standing in the breezeway outside a friend's apartment while in college, and a guy coming down the stairs from the upper floor kind of tripped near the bottom of the stairs and stumbled into me. It was clear he was super drunk and immediately got aggressive. He was so... I can't read this. He was so worked up about being tougher than me. For some reason, he started doing push-ups.
Oh my god.
He started doing push-ups at me while me and my friends
just at me.
I'll drop and give you 20.
Okay. Whoever that dude was, he was from Long Island. Fortunately, his friends came and apologized and took him back upstairs, but it was definitely the most bizarre assertion of dominance I've ever encountered.
Oh my god, that's so weird. Also, push-ups are the worst. I hate push-ups. I hate them so much.
I love push-ups.
Oh my god. The workout class I've been going to, they just like make us do push-ups sometimes. And I just realized I am actually really terrible at push-ups.
Push-ups are great because they help with your core too.
Yeah, but like I get like stuck. I like get down and I can't push myself back up. So I'm just like there, I'm like,
yeah, that happens. Really happens to me sometimes too. I like doing the like Pilates push-ups. What are they called? Not regular push-ups, but
right. That's the ones that they make us do. That's like what like hardcore.
I love those.
People do the ones where you like you keep your arms really close to your body and that you don't like have them like at right angles. They're like right there by you.
Yep. Which I wish I could think of the name. I know it. I've heard it. A thousand
I didn't know
times.
It had a name.
It does, and I can't remember. Tricep push-up.
It would make sense that it would work. Yeah. The tricep.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
you could tell me they're anything, and I'd be like, uh huh. Of course. Of course that's what they're called.
Okay, so this next one, getting back to, I derailed us. Getting back to the topic at hand. This next one, this guy was having a conversation with another dude, and when I asked him about what his hobbies are, he responded with, "Hobbies are for children and single women. I work."
Cool. Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Didn't realize that part of being a man is being boring.
Apparently.
Cool.
In junior high, I can't get the push-up in the middle of the hallway thing out of my head. In junior high, I remember this one bully that would get on his tippy toes and bow out his chest like a gorilla and get all in your face whenever he felt threatened. It was such a funny stereotype maneuver.
Wow.
I know.
Cool.
That's intense.
I love this next one because I love the delivery in my head. He tried to drink water faster than me. No one drinks water faster than me.
Chug, chug, chug.
Is that something that like one should be proud of?
I know, it's not even like beer.
Right. And are we talking like chugging or like you just can like swallow really fast? Or like, I just have so many questions.
He's just really good at opening his throat.
Just yep. Really good. Well, maybe the
pour it right on down.
Maybe they should try the ass chugging thing from Blockers.
I mean, that is probably a quicker way to.
Which, quicker way so to I know, hydrate. Why is drinking quickly and drinking large quantities of alcohol like a like thing that men bond over?
I don't know.
I think that drinking make any sense.
I don't know about the drinking quickly, but I would imagine that the drinking quickly probably leads to the drinking more since, right. You know, it's one of those feel it, had a couple and then feel it later kind of thing.
Like right. Sometimes, and I think it's not so much like how much, it's like the fact that you can do it. I think it's the fact that you can do it and the level of repercussion.
That's
like,
right.
Oh man, like I can chug like six beers and not feel anything. Like I think that's where the like the macho-ness.
Like, but then you do feel something pass out.
Right.
So you're like, your masculinity is hinging on you basically like destroying your body and not actually being able to enjoy the night. It's a weird thing.
Yeah. It's
speaking of weird. I don't understand
how that's wrapped up in masculinity, but it is.
Speaking of weird, a former coworker, he would just stand in the way and refuse to move. Even if he wasn't in the way, he would purposely get in the way. I work in a narrow kitchen, so you can imagine how annoying that could be. At one particular moment, I was carrying a bulky 20-pound box, and he decided to do that. I pretended not to see him and barreled into him. He fell over and got incredibly mad at me, started talking about how I have no muscle. It was pretty funny. It was a display of the most fragile masculinity I've ever seen.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
One time at a house party, a few of us were talking to, and you know, a lot of these stories do kind of involve parties. One time at a house party, a few of us were talking to some of the girls there, and one of the guys randomly started talking about how he does MMA, and then another guy joined in, and those two started wrestling in front of the girls. I don't think their shirts needed to come off either, but what the fuck do I know?
Okay, here's the thing about MMA. I remember the first time I ever saw it, I was at a bar and I looked up and that was on the TV. Because of course you need like 10 TVs in any public space.
Well, true. Yeah.
And it was just the most homoerotic thing I had ever seen. Because the men, like, yeah, they don't wear shirts and they also don't wear pants. They're pretty much wearing like really tight boxers, like boxer briefs. Yep.
It's a little more covered up than like a sumo wrestler.
Yeah. And they're just like going at it, rolling around together. It's sort of fascinating. Again, that would be like an expression of heterosexual masculinity when you're like, guys, do you realize like how homoerotic you're being?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're totally straight. It's all good.
That's so funny. Like the most I know about any of that kind of stuff is the John Oliver segment on the WWF from a few weeks ago.
WWE,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, see, I don't even know that. Like,
it used to be the WWF.
Okay.
But they got sued by the World Wildlife
Federation. That's right. Okay. I knew there was at some point. It was
all covered in like the late 90s.
Yeah.
Go World Wildlife Federation. Yep. Yeah.
Their awesome panda logo.
Okay. Two more. A guy was mad at me while sitting at a light and was revving his engine. It sounded like he halted at the red line and there was a... Anytime it ends with disaster for the... Okay, let me try this again. A guy was mad at me sitting at a red light and revving his engine. It sounded like he halted at the red line. You know, like when you drive and the... What? No.
Like
on your dashboard where you don't want like the one the one little like arrow to go to the red because it means your car is like working too hard.
Like overheating or something?
No.
I don't have a car.
I know. See, I don't
like you would need to switch gears before that happened.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody will correct me or call me out.
Well, I love that. I thought you meant NASCAR. What?
I don't know. Like your car is supposed to drive, and it's only supposed to like the meter. It's only supposed to like stay like this, like you know, on the lower end. And if your car is like working harder, it goes like it revs up more, and then you know, like I guess it's got. I don't know. Maybe it's got to do.
You've lost me sentences ago.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay, so it sounded like he held it at the red line and there was a big crack sound and smoke started coming out of the front of his car. The dummy blew his engine.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Oh my God, that's so perfect.
We once had a candidate come into the interview and legit say he wanted to sit behind the desk because he was going to be asking the questions to decide if he wanted to work with us.
Oh,
Jesus. Bye-bye.
I think
sorry, position's been filled.
Yeah, I think he'd gotten some bad advice about having confidence. I laughed, but our HR manager flipped her shit. The only time I'd ever seen her call security.
Wow.
Then somebody followed up and was like, what was the guy's reaction when he realized that it was going manly? And the poster responded, oh, he was committed. Well, this is obviously a hostile work environment. Oh, good times. But yeah, so there you have it. It's a long subreddit. There's, if this is a popular segment, I can continue to find more at a later date.
Nice.
Yeah, and then there, you know, you had other ones like, you know, threat to beat him up for like looking at his girlfriend or whatever. Okay, wait. This one is threatened to beat me up if I so much as looked at his girlfriend again. His girlfriend was my sister.
Whoa.
Right.
I made eye contact while laughing as she dumped him on the spot. Anyway, yeah, good times, good times.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what say you do? Moving on, we want to get into some of our feedback.
Sounds good.
All sure. Right, but before we do, let's stop and take a quick commercial break. All right, we're back. Or maybe we never went away. Apparently, some people aren't getting ads at all for us, and some people are, and some people who listen through iTunes, like the actual desktop iTunes, are getting the last like 30 seconds of the shows cut off. So I need to figure out why that's happening, because I honestly have no idea. I know, right? I know.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Continuing with the things. Farting in your facey back. Randy said, I really enjoyed hearing about Shandy's Grand Canyon hike. It's my home away from home and my favorite place in the world. I've spent over 200 nights below the rim. It's always fun hearing about people's first experiences. She definitely did her research, was prepared, and had a great time. Thumbs up.
Oh,
nice.
And then I'm going to let you take the next one, Shandy.
He says, Wallapai. Smiley face. The Wallapai tribe is a federally recognized Indian tribe located in northwestern Arizona. Wallapai, and that's where he gives the nice pronunciation, means people of the tall pines.
Ah. Mike said, I can't believe Shandy found a 5,000-year-old rock. And then he said, side note, I'd like to do the rim to rim to rim run of the Grand Canyon. It's on my list for 2020 or 2021. Wow. So what's that?
So I was actually, I was at a party on Friday where I was talking to a runner, and we were talking about my Grand Canyon stuff, and she mentioned that runners from their group do the rim to rim to rim run, where they do, I mean, exactly what it sounds like. Start at, let's say, South Rim, and you run to the North Rim, and then you run back to the South Rim, and it's 20-some miles each way, so it's like an ultra marathon.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and you would just be doing that like for funsies. Like, I don't think that it's, they don't actually organize like a race within the park. And I was thinking about that. I'm like super in awe, and I think that's really intense and like really cool for anyone who does it. But personally, I think I would rather just go down and spend actual time there. I think it's a great place. Like, it's really cool to like be able to say that you've run there, and like it's a beautiful run. Also incredibly difficult. But like, you know, like that's really cool. But I personally, I would rather just go more the Randy route and like start towards my 200 nights in the canyon. You know, we're like to have actual time to like take advantage of where you are.
Yeah. And
but plus, that's hardcore.
Think of all the ass pain too.
Think of all the ass pain. So much like ass pain.
Downhill, then uphill, then downhill, then uphill.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Everything.
Pretty mind blowing.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, we saw people. I mean, on the plus side, you wouldn't have a 20-pound backpack, but you would have to carry water and stuff for sure, and nutrition and stuff. But yeah, we definitely saw people running like in there. But see, again, like I think I'd go more the Ranger Kate route, where I really, really liked her, in case that wasn't clear last time. And just the fact that she lives down there totally blows my mind, because the day that we went on our, like the day that we were, the full day that we were there and we went on a hike, we saw her on the trail because she was going on her run, but it was like probably like a 3 mile run or something before her shift or what, you know, I don't know how her schedule works as park ranger down there, but it was like during her actual free time, like she gets to go run in the Grand Canyon, but not in like a rim to rim to rim thing or even a rim to rim. It's just like, oh, I'll just go for my, you know,
right,
30 or 40 minute jaunt.
Yeah.
To the Grand Canyon.
Just a normal human being getting a little bit of exercise, size run.
Yeah.
Right. But in the Grand Canyon.
But in the Grand Canyon.
But in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. And then you go about the rest of your day still in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the key.
So now if you're a ranger in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and this is going to sound terrible, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you think you get like Netflix and like the internet? Probably no, right? Or does she have like, would her cabin have like a hotspot?
I don't know. Maybe Randy can answer this, because there's definitely no internet down there for the guests. I mean, there's got to be some sort of like telephone situation set up, and there are telephone lines actually.
Yeah.
But then, like, is there also some sort of Wi-Fi? I don't know. I'm inclined to think no.
Yeah. So does she just have, like, a shit ton of DVDs?
Well, that's what I was telling Frank. Like, if we could ever do something like that, think of how many books you could read. Yeah. Although you'd have to take them all down there.
Yeah.
Well, the mule could the bring, mules. You send yes. books up, get books back.
You literally can pay for duffel bag service on the mules and
well, that's
send
cool.
stuff back up. So or you that's could... possible. But yeah, think of like all the books that you could read, all of the journaling you could do, all of the drawing you could do, all of the, you know, normal human size runs in the canyon that you can do, all the hiking you can do. Like, wow. Because yeah, you'd be cut off from all internet, all Netflix. And then yeah, maybe you'd have some DVDs, but.
Yeah. Or how many times you could watch that same box set of the one TV show that someone sent you for a gift.
Yes. Sounds like my college experience in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Randy said that in regards to the 5,000-year-old rock comment that I think Mike was just joking about, that it was closer to 2 billion years old. The Vishnu Schist. I know I messed that up. I'm so sorry. Schist. The Vishnu Schist in the inner gorge bottom of the Grand Canyon is about 1.8 billion years old. The youngest top layer is very young at 270 million years old.
Jesus. That's insane.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Joanne says, I just finished the book about Holmes by the reporter who broke the story, Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup. Book by John Carreyrou, an amazing read. So many supposedly smart people, Kissinger, General Mattis, George Shultz, Larry Ellison, one of the richest men in the world, were and in some cases still are totally taken in by Holmes.
Wow, there's something about Henry Kissinger getting taken advantage of by someone.
By a pretty blonde
woman.
Girl.
Yeah. So that was where we were talking about Elizabeth Holmes last week, because Kate wanted us to watch the series that was made about her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you for the recommendation, Joanne. I will put that in the show notes, and I will link to it on Amazon using the Amazon affiliates link. So if you want to go pick it up, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon and search for it today. But I will put that in the show notes. And then... we had some explain. Oh boy, here we go. We've got some talk about what birthday we would be celebrating. Jeff said math, 3 years, third birthday. Janice said third to fourth birthday is the new finding Neverland to leaving Neverland. And then we had hashtag Mattsplaining, wouldn't it be the third birthday? Yes, we figured it out, guys.
Yes.
also, glad my announcement got the reaction I wanted since I sent that, I got a hotel room, which was easy, like Colleen said. Yay!
Hooray!
And the two broads for the price of one, Greg said, sounds like we're starting a party bus.
And it has grown.
Oh, yes. Boy.
I think we should totally start a party bus.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. Yeah. You guys could do the pub trolley before I get here. Pub trolley is really fun, I'm not going to lie. Essentially, everybody brings their own beer for the trolley ride, and then, you know, it plays music and you sing along and you like pedal to make it move, and then it stops at different bars. I mean, you got to be committed to drinking though if you're going to do it. But it is really fun. Okay, so time for Matt's What She Said.
I'll get it later.
Has it really only been two?
We got to start planning that. Let's all mark it on our calendars right now.
Do we want to do it on June 11th?
I could do either.
I would put it in my calendar, but now I have three possible dates.
I should probably do it too.
I'll make this one special.
We'll just back out of that.
They had two more nights in the canyon than us.
Ooh.
Trust me, they'd like...
Oh, no, go ahead.
I thought a lot about, like, you know, the imagery of the canyon. You have to go into the canyon and all of the canyon stuff. Definitely was on my mind when I was in the canyon, and it was fucking fabulous.
Nice. I wish I had a good zinger to come back with right there, but I'm fresh out. Just let that simmer. All right. Back to the Matt's What She's Saying. They all went down.
He had to take his time and stuff. But he was the one who knew the canyon.
One of my coworkers asked me how long it took to get back up, and I was like, 7.5 hours.
They say it usually takes people 6 to 10 hours, depending on obviously a lot of factors.
You really have to want it if you're going to go down there.
I encourage you all to do it.
They are on display.
I'm going to stop in.
I was going to keep going under you for effect.
It started when I was without cell service.
Oh. I will try. I'll get it started.
He put it on from scratch.
The second time I gave it to him, he was like, "Do you want it back?"
One more thing before we finish this.
I did not get that from Matt.
You see it differently once you've been down there.
None of those things was what I was going for, but I liked them all.
I was on my phone. It was easier to do it that way.
You don't know you're into it until all of a sudden you're watching videos and you just keep watching them.
One of us is kind of sure that we're done and one of us isn't sure that we're done.
Oh. I'm doing it for Raleigh.
Oh, that's super easy.
I was excited last year when Greg was coming.
Matt got it in pretty late.
There's been a lot in between.
Thanks, Matt. That was an excellent round of Matt's What She Said this week. We're so
pretty,
we're
pretty
so
good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're so inadvertently funny, guys. All right, well... I guess we'll finish up with some butter shemales.
Sounds good. Fantastic.
All right. The first email is from Poet 13. Dear Colleen, Amada, and Shandy. Dear Colleen, love, and Shandy. Thank you for giving my careful wishes so much thought and attention. It was fun to listen to. Each reader, or listener in this case, is entitled to their own interpretation. I hope to get people thinking, not telling them what to think. Well, we appreciate that. My vision for careful wishes, this was the poem that we read last week in case anybody hasn't figured it out by now, was of a dystopian world where science has discovered how to create babies without the need of a Y chromosome. Thus, the importance of men for this activity has been eliminated. The narrator admits that he did not appreciate the significance of this at the time, including the possible dangers. Would Nettie Stevens, the discoverer of the sex chromosomes, consider this achievement the continuing advancement of science, or perhaps a step too far? I wonder how she would view the science of gene splicing, DNA testing, and the other realities of today. I use the Sadie Hawkins folk story to represent the absence of men in this world. For example, the pain she feels certainly expressed in her face as she looks for maybe an equal partner in life or simply for a man who will lead as they dance. They are watching refers to the extremists, as there always are extremists in any movement that both favor the new norm in this world and also watch for their sisters who may think themselves more like Sadie. In the final stanza, years have passed. The clash between the old and the new has been witnessed by the animals of the forest, and they have come to know the dangers, no matter the prey of the hunting parties. For better or worse, there are few straight white males left. Those that remain are either on the run or, as we might think of, the narrator sitting and waiting in the trees, hidden away by a friend named Sadie. Best Poet 13. So wait, does that mean in the future they stopped creating, like, straight white males when they're gene splicing?
I don't know. I feel like that opens more questions.
I know.
I think, so it's funny that we did a whole segment on fragile masculinity earlier in the show, because that's actually what this explanation reminds me a lot about. Like, you know, first of all, would Nettie Stevens, the discoverer of sex chromosomes, consider this achievement, which is to basically reproduce without without needing men, as an advancement of science? I mean, obviously, because she's a woman. Like, yeah, I think the only people who would be concerned about this are maybe some men who very often throughout history have needed to feel like assert their importance in the whole process. But no, I think that would definitely be an achievement in science. I'm a little confused also about Sadie Hawkins, because it really, from what we saw online, it felt like she was very much like a victim of a patriarchal society also.
I don't think that the author was referring to the origins of the actual origins of Sadie Hawkins. I think we might have looked into that, because they say the folk tale, which would be probably just the women asking men to dance, maybe.
I thought the folktale was the whole thing, the whole tale of like her dad setting up that thing.
It was a comic.
So like she's like very mistreated by men. So I don't know why she would necessarily want to hide them away. And also, for better or for worse, there are a few straight white males left. I mean, I think that sentence could maybe just be amended to for better, considering history, right? Like, but again, I think it really speaks to the sort of fragile straight white male masculinity. So it's an interesting comment of and on that reflection. You're... of maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess you identify with the extremists who are watching,
and which is actually really interesting too, because that's it's often that people are labeled extremists.
I was just making a joke, but
I will say though that I noticed that Poet 13 took the time to write us a really long explanation and thank us for talking about his poem. And yes, I'm assuming that he's a main. But he never addressed what we said last time about being curious about his identity and just wondering why he would write in under a pseudonym when it wasn't particularly like sensitive or, you know, for any of the reasons that we've had other anonymous writers. Maybe. Didn't address that at all.
Maybe there's a clue within the paragraph, within the text. What does the first letter of each paragraph is capitalized? Maybe they spell out the name TMWITI. So what would that be?
Perfect. Nailed it.
Tomowitty.
But it is curious that they went into a big long explanation about the deeper meaning, but you're right, Shandy, did not
give us any hint.
Did not give us, yeah, not even a little bit.
Not even to acknowledge that, like, oh, you guys mentioned this and I still don't feel comfortable telling you my identity. Not even to acknowledge it.
Why?
Poet, I guess we'll see.
Who are you?
Who are you, Poet 13? Oh my god, 13!
13.
Hello, we just talked about the number 13 like an hour ago.
That's true. But yeah, that's true. But this guy started writing in before all of that. I mean, I think like maybe.
Are you saying the number came up again? Numbers.
Yes. Ooh. No, that's true. Yes. No, that's for sure.
They see future.
I'm guessing the Poet 13 is a straight white man, and by writing into us and then responding to us, he's sort of like making us search for him in a way, just like in the poem, like searching for the straight white man, because we're like searching for his identity.
True.
We have not found it.
We have not found it. Okay, well, yeah. Thank you for writing in, though, and explaining the poem. Clearly, I don't get poetry because I didn't go to any of those places.
Yeah, no, not even a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I hope that you find your friend Sadie to hang out with while you're hiding amongst the trees. And we look forward to hearing from you again in the future. So thank you. The next email is from Anonymous.
All right. So Anonymous writes to us. Hi, broads. I purchased the vibrator with the really long name.
The first
time I used it was not life-changing. Oh, that's a bummer. I probably wasn't using it correctly. I don't think there is a correct or wrong way. You do it as to how it feels best for you.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, I had a better understanding of the setting, and I went to the website for information. The book with it, oh my god, it comes with a book. the book with it does not have the same details as the website. It was pretty amazing, but still not life-changing. Maybe third time's the charm? Anonymous with a new toy, smiley face.
Now that is what I call an anonymous email.
Yep.
Maybe three threes. Let's see all the threes.
All the threes, yeah. Interesting. And I'm glad that we had somebody report back because the description was pretty over the top. And so sometimes it's good to know, like, wasn't it an exaggeration? But
yes.
Maybe, okay, Anonymous with a new toy, please write back after your third time.
Yes, let us know. And the other other person that we had who didn't say whether or not they wanted to be anonymous, but I left it anonymous because I didn't know. They said they bought it. So this is a different person. So I would love to know the review that they have as well.
Yes. Yes.
Hashtag buy American vibrators again. Hashtag callback. Hashtag Bava. we actually got another bit of feedback that's also was from somebody who wanted to be anonymous, and that was a comment about the vasectomy discussion that we were having last week, or just like I guess the birth control in general. And they said, I have had one, but I didn't use the do I not want any more children as the criteria. I used the if something catastrophic happened to my children, would I want to start a new family question. It's an agonizing thought, but it's necessary. Our youngest was 12 or 13 when I decided that was not the case.
Wow. Holy shit.
That's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say, though, that was one of the when we were trying to, you know, trying to decide about Alex, you know, it was like one of the questions, like things that like it was, OK, we want him to have a sibling for in case, you know, in case something happens to us, he'll have a sibling when we're, you know, dead and gone. Also, like, it's kind of like that heir and the spare kind of thing, right? Like, I would be devastated if I lost either of my children, but, like, if I just had one and then all of a sudden had none, I don't know. Like, I would just, it is a terrible thing to consider, but, like, you just never know where your mind goes, I guess. Like, the...
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair, but also, holy shit. Ooh.
Yeah, well, that certainly, yeah.
Back to vibrators.
Oh, well, thank you to that person for sharing.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some real.
That's real some life real shit there. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some real. That's the real shit.
Yeah. Real life. All right. And then do you want to finish up with Andy's virginity?
Yeah, we have a quick week in Andy's virginity.
We had a quick show this week in general.
Yes. Andy writes in, hey, broads. Real quick update since there is no update. Been really busy not getting busy, so I didn't have time to put together any decent thoughts. Better luck next week. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
I've been really busy not getting busy.
Really busy not getting busy.
All right, cool. Thanks, Andy. Hey, to our anonymous with a new toy writer in her, if you write in and let us know after the third time, if it's a charm, we will totally name the episode Third Time's a Charm.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
But yes. The stakes are high. It's got to be it's got to live up to the name.
Yeah, definitely. Don't,
We're going to Babe Ruth it, though. We're going to call our shots now that whatever you come up with will totally be worthy of the title. So anyway, yeah, we got through pretty quick this week, guys. Do we want to play one of those question books, like one or two questions from them?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
We'll do the about me. Why not? Oh, here's one. I'm going to regret this one. What freedom do you feel is not really free anymore?
Okay, so let's begin by thinking about the freedoms.
Okay, I'd like to keep this segment under 10 minutes. Just
thinking about the freedoms. What are the freedoms? What does freedom even mean?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have the right to, free speech. Right to bear arms is a little too free and loose, for my opinion, but that shouldn't be a freedom also, in my opinion. Freedom. Fries are not always free.
In my experience, fries are rarely free. And if they're free, they've probably been dropped on the floor or something. They probably don't taste very good.
Yeah. And so, like, freedom of the press. I mean, we're like, are we saying is not free, like, in the literal sense of, like, monetary? I mean, like, the right to life, because we have, like, for-profit medicine, certainly not free.
I think this is up to interpretation, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think even the idea of, like, the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
I think there are constraints on that.
You mean?
You know, some people can argue that, like, having an AK-47 makes them happy. That's them pursuing their pursuit of happiness. So, yeah.
One might argue that Dan's habit of traveling across the country and murdering people is his pursuit of happiness.
And I take issue with it.
Oh my God. This is the person who picked me up from the airport last year. And I think I told you guys, I was like texting with a friend, like, so I'm in Raleigh and this guy who listens to the podcast who I've never met before is coming picking me up. And they were very worried. I did not tell them that Dan also has a reputation of killing people.
But you live to tell the tale. Or did you? Have you been just like Robot Chandy for the past year?
Oh my gosh, that's why we get Robot Chandy.
Host Chandy.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. All right. next question. This one is hard and easy at the same time. That's what she said, Matt. What three songs will always be found at the top of your playlist?
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say? Can you read it again?
What three songs will always be found at the top of your playlist?
That's hard because I go through real like phases with songs.
You know, I go through phases, but there's always songs that I could come back to and listen to all of the time, no matter what. For example, I love the song You Gotta Be by Desiree. Like, you gotta be bad. Aww. You gotta be, like, I always nice. Come back to that. And it's on, like, every playlist that I have. I love that freaking song. So I think that would be one of mine. Because I like jamming that one. Okay. And apparently I'm an elder millennial because I said jamming.
Rocking or a Rasta.
Or you're just Jamaican, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you're just like loving the hard balls.
Okay.
I don't, like, I really don't even have any playlists. I just listen to Pandora when I listen to music, precisely because it does not require me to actually choose any music myself.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll just go by like what's randomly popping into my head.
Okay.
Little Red Corvette by Prince. I feel like that's one that always gets me like,
yeah,
excited.
I get
more ways than one.
Yeah, I would say Let It Be is probably on mine, or Here Comes the Sun as a little like kind of like come down.
Yeah.
After I've
Norwegian
down.
Wood, I feel like that's one I often
a song literally about a boner.
Yeah.
Of the Scandinavian variety.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
It's a good song. Well, I could always listen to an Alanis song from any of the first three albums.
Yeah, let me look at my phone and see what my playlists are. They used to have on iTunes like your most played.
Yeah, they did. I think they still do.
Not the app on my phone.
Oh, that's true. The app doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? A song I play a lot. I actually, another song that I love playing and like rocking out to is Just Dance by Lady Gaga. Like the first song, like her first single.
It's a good one.
Or Bad Romance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The Bad Romance. That's a good one. Dancing on My Own. Robin. Thank You, Girls. I will still always feel like that's an appropriate song to dance around in your apartment too.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Crystal Ball, a song by Pink.
Ooh, I also really like Who Knew by Pink.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like that's a really fun one to just like belt out.
And here's my embarrassing one. The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
I fucking love The Climb. How could you not?
The Climb is pretty good.
And Wrecking Ball. Wrecking Ball is a great song.
Yeah.
Also, I really like that Can't Stop song that she had.
I don't know if I know that one.
I think that's the song that started all the twerking. Yeah, we'll have to debate whether The Climb or Wrecking Ball is a better song at a later date.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, and then finally, do you believe in karma?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to.
Cool. I'll accept that answer.
Yeah.
All right. That about does it for us for today. Again, thank you to the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. Special thank you to the patrons that support us at a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and the Drake. Thank you guys so much. Thank you again to all the patrons. Hey, check out our Instagram page, which is still, I think, jamming along. We do the things there, too. we are the Broadcasters 3 on Instagram. And I don't know, I have a lot of fun with our Instagram, and I love watching what you guys come up with, too.
I love our Instagram.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And if you would be so kind and can shop through the Amazon affiliates link, it's jayandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. We also have a Twitter that we're committed to improving upon, and that is the broadcast.
Well, some of us are.
Three.
I'm not.
I don't have Twitter on my phone anymore.
Yeah, I won't even pretend like I'm contributing.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, I have. Well, I've been hooking up the Instagrams to the Twitter.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh. Huh.
Yeah. So sometimes they go on there. But yeah, so the Twitter is the broadcast three. Follow that. It'll get great at some point, I'm sure. if you guys could go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, we're starting our birthday request now for iTunes reviews. I don't think we've gotten one since December. So let's make it happen soon, everybody.
Hooray. Please.
Please. All right. And yeah, I think that that's all I've got. I'm looking forward to seeing you ladies in a couple of weeks.
I know it's coming up so soon.
I know. I
hope, very excited.
I hope that everybody has a nice Easter holiday if you celebrate it.
Or Passover.
Or Passover.
I believe they're all the same.
Is that they're the same this
year?
Yeah. Hope everybody has a great weekend. And I think that's about it. Anybody else?
Nope.
Okay, well, I guess on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
I'm struggling
tonight.
And
I'm Candy.
Peace out, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.